ethical energy or modern slavery, the disturbing reality of renewables. For years, we have been told that the push for renewable energy is a noble cause, one that will save the planet, reduce carbon emissions, and pave the way for a cleaner future. Many of us oppose these developments primarily to protect our own heritage, safety, welfare, health, and legacy. We have seen how these projects disrupt our communities, threaten our livelihoods, and compromise the well-being of future generations. But in reality, the issue runs much deeper than just our backyards. The hidden cost of this industry extends far beyond local concerns and into the realm of global human rights violations. Yet beneath the glossy advertisements, political slogans, and the relentless drumbeat of progress, there is a truth so devastating, so horrifying, that those who dare to speak of it are drowned out, ignored, or labeled as obstacles to the greater good. One that will save the planet, reduce carbon emissions, and pave the way for a cleaner future. But we should not and will not be silent. What if I told you that the same moral outrage once directed at the diamond trade in Africa, where innocent men, women, and children were enslaved, mutilated, and slaughtered so the West could wear its luxury, now applies to the very industry being forced upon us in the name of clean energy? The blood on their hands, child and slave labor in the renewable energy supply chain. From the cobalt mines in the Democratic Republic of Congo to the forced labor camps in China, the materials that power wind turbines, solar panels, and electric vehicle batteries come at an unfathomable human cost. Cobalt mining in the Congo. Over 40,000 children, some as young as 6, work in the cobalt mines under conditions so deadly that many never make it to adulthood. They dig with their bare hands, inhaling toxic dust that causes irreversible lung disease. Their fragile bodies are crushed by tunnel collapses, and their compensation is barely enough to survive. Yet cobalt is a key component in the lithium-ion batteries that store energy from wind and solar farms. Forced labor in China. The Xinjiang region is home to hundreds of thousands of Uyghur Muslims who have been torn from their families and forced to work in factories that manufacture the polysilicone used in most solar panels. They endure re-education camps, religious persecution, and systematic oppression, all while Western corporations and governments turn a blind eye in favor of their so-called green revolution. The Lithium Triangle. Chile, Argentina, Bolivia. Indigenous communities are watching their water sources disappear as lithium extraction operations drain aquifers in some of the most arid regions on Earth. This is the same lithium that powers electric vehicles, hailed as environmentally friendly, but at what cost to the people whose land is being destroyed? Does this sound like progress to you? History repeats itself. Public outrage where it's convenient. We have seen this before. The world rose in righteous anger over blood diamonds, rightly condemning them as symbols of suffering and exploitation. The 2006 film Blood Diamond, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jaimin Hounson, and Jennifer Connelly, brought global attention to the horrors of the African diamond trade. The film depicted the brutal reality of child soldiers, forced labor, and human suffering behind the luxurious diamond industry. The public was enraged. Governments implemented reforms, and ethical diamond sourcing became a consumer demand. But why does the same outrage not apply to the renewable energy industry, which thrives on the backs of modern slaves? Why do our politicians, media, and corporations demand ethical accountability in every other industry, but conveniently ignore the suffering built into the renewable energy supply chain? Why do they wave the banner of sustainability while supporting an industry that enslaves children, poisons entire communities, and robs indigenous peoples of their land and water? the myth of human rights policies in renewable energy. Renewable energy developers often claim they have human rights policies, promising ethical supply chains and humane working conditions. But these policies are nothing more than pieces of paper, empty, performative gestures meant to appease the public. A policy means nothing if it is not enforced with rigorous investigations, real accountability, and strict penalties for those who violate human rights. Yet billion-dollar corporations refuse to take responsibility, choosing instead to look the other way while forced labor, environmental destruction, and child exploitation continue in their supply chain. These companies will issue statements, hold press conferences, and tout their commitment to sustainability, but ask them how often they investigate their suppliers, how many human rights violators they have penalized, and how they ensure their supply chains are free from exploitation, and watch them dodge the question. They want the praise, the government subsidies, and the ESG investment dollars, but they do not want the responsibility that comes with ensuring their industry does not thrive on human suffering. The role of government and you and corporate complicity. Instead of addressing these atrocities, the U.S. government showers the renewable energy industry with billions in subsidies, mandates, and tax incentives. These policies ensure that ethically sourced materials are ignored in favor of cheap, slave-produced alternatives. The Inflation Reduction Act, hailed as a victory for green energy, is funneling $369 billion into industries directly tied to forced labor and environmental devastation. The Department of Energy awards grants to solar and wind companies that source materials from known human rights violators. Wall Street and corporate America continue to invest in these industries, praising their ESG scores while ignoring the glaring human rights violations within their own supply chain. The double standard. Protests over pipelines, silence over solar and wind. Protests against placing pipelines across BLM, Bureau of Land Management land, often center around concerns about environmental damage, potential disruption to indigenous sacred sites, and the threat to clean water sources. These protests gain massive media attention, celebrity endorsements, and government scrutiny. Yet, when it comes to renewable energy projects, many of which cause similar, if not worse, environmental destruction, they are hailed as progress. The destruction of pristine landscapes, the displacement of indigenous peoples, the contamination of water sources through lithium and rare earth mining, all of these are ignored because they serve the greater good. If you support this industry, you do support slavery. This is not an exaggeration. As President Joe Biden has often whispered, this isn't hyperbole, it's a fact. If you support today's renewable energy industry without demanding accountability, you are complicit in modern-day slavery and child exploitation. There is no moral high ground in pretending that the end justifies the means. For those of us in rural America, this is not just an abstract ethical dilemma, it is personal. We understand the value of honest labor, of protecting future generations, of standing against exploitation. And we refuse to let our communities, our land, and our consciences be hijacked by a movement built on human suffering. The path forward? Demand accountability. It is time to pull back the curtain. It is time for an ethical revolution in energy production, one that prioritizes both human dignity and environmental responsibility. Here's how we fight back. Call for supply chain transparency. Demand that all solar, wind, and battery manufacturers prove their materials are ethically sourced. Renewable energy developers should be required to do the same, ensuring that their supply chains are regularly audited and that those who engage in human rights abuses face real consequences. Boycott companies profiting from slave labor. Just as the world boycotted blood diamonds, we must reject products built on suffering. Hold our government accountable. Stop funding an industry that exploits the vulnerable with taxpayer dollars. Support true energy independence. Advocate for diversified, ethically produced energy sources that don't rely on human rights abuses. The vast majority of materials used in solar panels and batteries originate from suppliers who abuse human rights. Just because a solar panel is manufactured in the U.S. doesn't mean these manufacturers should get a clean pass. Educate your community. Share this information. The media and politicians won't tell the truth, but we can. This isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. It is a human rights issue, one that should transcend partisan political rhetoric. If we stay silent, history will judge us. The blood of the innocent is on the hands of those who refuse to accept this reality and act. Let it not be on ours.